Now, we're going to move on here, and I'm going to introduce the reading. These are all members of the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange Brentwood Workshop. Our workshop meets on the first Monday of each month at 7 o'clock. Our format is that a person who has a poem for they want comments and feedback on, we ask them to bring multiple copies. When their turn comes, they pass the copies out, read the poem aloud, and get feedback and comments from the other poets. We've been doing this workshop, although at different venues, since 1974. It's an open workshop. You might be there, and there'll be a person next to you that won the Pulitzer Prize, and the person on the other side of you just wrote their first poem in the car on the way to the workshop. But again, as Jimmy talks about inclusiveness, we gauge our criticism to the level of the poet, and we try to be very positive. And we don't paper it over and say, oh, that's good, if it's not good. But we critique in a very positive way. And I hope that everybody who's been through the workshop will acknowledge that. Anyway, to introduce these poets, you've got a lot of information on them here. So I'm just going to say just one brief comment about each. They're all poets who have achieved a level of writing that are very much making them worth hearing. Now, Roberta Hatcher, our post-colonial French scholar, the big news on her right now is that she's compared to Jane Cortez. Well, why is that? Well, Jane Cortez was an American poet who was married to the great musical composer Ornette Coleman. And, of course, the big news right now in Pittsburgh music is Roberta's husband, Mark Reisman, and his new CD, Strong Way, which we went to the CD release party, many of the poets, Saturday night, and had a great time. Next up will be Joe Caldon. And Joe is a real American poet. He's the kind of guy that you'll find in church. You'll find him at the picnic, and he'll be always observant and including himself in the scene. You'll understand when you hear his poems why I say that. Don Krieger is someone who has a big heart and is concerned for the world's less fortunate. And one of the things that's happened in the workshop is that he's managed to acquire a poetic that makes his message much stronger than when he was really pushing it. You understand what I mean? Really good stuff. Kathy McGregor is one of our horticulturalists. We have two in the workshop, and you'll find her work very interesting as well. Erin Novick is an astounding formalist. I really love Erin's work for several reasons. One is because it's really, really good, and two is because we don't really get much formal poetry that is worth listening to or reading, and his is one. Then we have Stuart Shepherd, who's been a big help to Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. Among other things, Stuart came along just in time not to get in the Brentwood Anthology, which meant he was able to review it favorably for a local publication, and that was a big help to us right there. And that started his career as a journalist. And then we're going to wind up with, you notice this is all in alphabetical order, thanks to the Phoenicians who invented the alphabet. Concluding will be Alyssa Sineni, and what I'll say about her is that there's going to be an event out at the Shaler Library on June the 8th as part of the Art and Inspiration series, in which Alyssa will be reading with her mother, Carol. And Carol, of course, who now lives in Florida, has been a member of Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. They're both very fine poets and artists, and put that on your calendar. That'll be worth attending. So those are the seven poets. They're each going to read. Each will introduce the next just by reciting the names. And if they forget and look confused, I'll shout out the name because I do that. Thank you.